This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. So very glad you are here. God's power, terrorism on the world stage, and Halloween's dark influence. We're going to roll all of those into today's podcast. Listen, we are so thankful for this opportunity to speak, to have a say, to engage the culture on many levels, many parts of the earth. And we are thankful not only for the fact that you're there listening, but we want you to know that the supply this podcast produces, we believe, is prophetic. And that's why the ministry, Shirley Weaver Ministries, is the sponsor for the podcast Running with Horses. If you are interested being a part of that supply, go to acleartrumpet.org/give. So, God's power, terrorism on the world stage, it's everywhere, and Halloween's dark influence, a holiday that even the church is duped by. So we're looking at all of this. We're asking God to take over, invade us with His Holy Spirit understanding. Understanding to realize and to discern what we ought to do. A.W. Tozier has written something that I totally agree with. His volume, Tozier on Leadership, Christian Leadership, which has layers of copyright, and I trust that I'm not violating any of those, just in sharing some of the points here. This is about the magnification of God's power. The magnifying of the Lord, Psalm 34:3 is the quote, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt His name together." And Tozier wrote this, "I am positively sure, after many years of observation and prayer, that the basis of all of our trouble today in religious circles is that our God is too small. When He says, magnify the Lord, it doesn't mean that we are to make God big, but we are to see Him big. When we take a telescope, Tozier says, and look at a star, we don't make the star bigger. We only see it big." I like that comparison. And he says, likewise, we can't make God bigger, but we can see Him bigger. So he is explaining here that God calls us to magnify Him, to see Him big. Another example that Mr. Tozier has written, a meeting is not big because a lot of people are present. A meeting is big because a number of people see a big God in the meeting. And the bigger God is seen, the greater the meeting. A friend of mine has a little saying, "I would rather have a big little meeting than a little big meeting." That's part of Tozier's quote. That wasn't my friend, that was his friend. Let me say it again. A friend of mine has a little saying, "I would rather have a big little meeting than a little big meeting." Lots of big meetings that are little because the God in them is very small. And there are a lot of little meetings that are big because the God who is in the midst of them is very, very magnified, seen as very large. So that's what the psalmist meant. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Listen, this is the power of God. We make a very big deal about the power of God on this podcast, in our ministry, in everything we do, everything we produce, everything we publish, especially our daily devotional, Running with Horses. If you don't have that book, you need to get that book. It is so excellent. Let me read you something from the October 31 post. This relates, of course, to the celebration worldwide of the holiday, Halloween, which if you just take 5 or 10 minutes, do some investigation, you'll be astounded at how dark the source of Halloween is, the original intent. You know, we're fighting terrorism throughout the world, especially in the land of Israel. All of these dark things come from the same source. They are all satanic, devilish, demonic. They are satanically inspired. That is not an overstatement, not an exaggeration at all. As a matter of fact, do not get me started. This level of ignorance in the church is a showstopper. It's unbelievable how ignorant we are and how long we've been that way, how determined we are to remain that way. So let me just read from Acts 7, verse 17, from our post, Time to Cover Them. That's the title of the post. Here's Acts 7, 17. But when the time of the promise drew near, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt till another king arose who did not know Joseph. This man dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our forefathers, making them expose their babies so that they might not live. Remember, this was at a time of child sacrifice, and it was routinely a part of the ancient world. In the modern day version of child sacrifice, such horrible institutions as abortion and other ways of sacrificing our children, we literally turn them over to darkness to be taught by instruments of darkness, and we do it willingly as though it were a good thing. It's a sweet thing. It's a cute thing. Here's our post. The deliverance of a whole nation is not impossible, and it wouldn't be a first. God sought out a people for himself, gave them his blessing, and began leading them into the fullness of the blessing, including a land in which to dwell, a land of blessing that was the promised land. Difficulties arose, and the people wrestled against God's authority. They doubted and struggled to trust a God they could not see, while all the people around them had visible expressions of their gods, actually many gods, many idols, carved images, little prop-ups. An accepted expression of idol worship at that time included killing children for various ceremonial sacrifices. And God's people came under that pagan requirement while they were enslaved in Egypt. They came under that influence, that dark influence. Next paragraph. But God sent a deliverer, a man named Moses, who, born into the generation of babies marked for death at birth, emerged through years of preparation to lead the nation out of the bondage that was supposed to be the network that would destroy them. The rest, as they say, is history. Now today, a cruel Antichrist anti-righteousness, anti-family, that Antichrist structure, not the individual Antichrist, but that spirit of the taskmaster that will come in a future day, grasp for power in the spirit realm. Families are pressured in countless ways to risk their children's lives for trendy, philosophical ideals. Blinded to the threat, many parents fail to teach their children and actually allow their family and their family altar to go silent concerning truth from God's Word. As a result, many children have grown up and have been drawn into pagan ways and beliefs. Hey, it is time to cover your children. Guard them with prayer. Instruct and disciple them. Declare concerning your children that they are taught of the Lord, and their peace is therefore great. Declare that they are a posterity, that men will see and say of them, they are the Lord's, a posterity raised to serve and worship Him only. And all of the scripture that is supportive of this particular post, Exodus 1:22, Acts 7:17 through 19, Isaiah 54:13, Isaiah 61:7 through 9, and so many more. Listen, this is not a day, well, let me say it this way. This is a day of darkness and distress. But for those on whom the Lord's Spirit rests, and those who respond to His word obediently, are like the proverbial light on the hill. That light cannot be diffused or put out, snuffed out, or in any way diminished, because that is how bright the light is. Many will be drawn to the brightness of His shining in and upon you. So here we are in the season of Halloween, October 31st, depending on when you're listening to this broadcast. It doesn't really matter, because this applies 24/7, 365. Psalm 121, this is my prayer. We've prayed it before. It's my prayer over you. And you can substitute your children, their names, your family members, anything really, any entity. But oh my, it is so important for parents to be praying for, covering, and watching their children from a spiritual standpoint now more than ever, more than ever. So here's the prayer. This is the song of the pilgrims going up to Jerusalem to worship, Psalm 121. And I declare this prayer over you, over each one of your children, adult children, those in the home, your extended family, everything that God has given you to steward, we declare this word. I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, it is He who watches over Israel, He who never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord Himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord keeps you from all harm, and it is He who watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. Amen and amen. We say yes, amen, so be it. God bless and keep you. Keep your family safe. Keep your family from harm. Keep your children from terror. Keep your household from the advance of terror. And magnify the Lord in your understanding so that His power, which is an extension and demonstration on purpose of His power, is great in the midst of thee. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.